So I was playing something that I found on YouTube about women and their wombs, and I thought it was interesting. So I went ahead and played it. And the video is about kind of about fibroids, and your body healing itself. And that's kind of like what I'm doing right now. Like I've been trying to heal myself. By using proper foods and exercise and all positivity and stuff like that. And yeah, it sounds kind of hippie, but it's really not. I guess this is the way it goes. If you have all these negative things around you and in your life or your thoughts and stuff, it affects your body too. So that's kind of like my thing. So that's how I ran into the video. And so I played it, and I thought it was kind of cool because I don't totally believe like everything she said, but I do believe a lot of it. Like I really believe, like the thing where she's talking about relationships or like if you just sleep with somebody, you're taking in that person's all that person's crap. So you always got to be careful. And then people think that's crazy, but I don't. I mean, I totally believe that. And it's almost like, I know this is a weird topic for this night, but it just came to my mind when I was hearing the thing. It's like, the way I see it, like with sex and stuff, when a woman has a sex with a man, she's giving him her power, she actually has the power because after sex, what happens? What happens? The guy falls asleep, and when he wakes up, he feels energized. Woman stays awake, and she feels depleted. So. Oh wait, somebody's awake out there. I don't want them to hear me talking. But yeah, so I honestly believe that it's like a transfer of energy. You're transferring your power to them. And so, like, if you see a man that doesn't have a lot of sex in his life, he seems like no confidence. He doesn't do that well at work. Always, his mind is always messing with him, stuff like that. A woman, if a woman goes without sex, they get stronger and stronger. And I'm serious. I'm not like talking bullshit, but this is kind of how it is. And you got to like look at it because that's how it works, And I honestly believe that that's how it works. So when she was talking about that, I kind of understood what she meant with that. But I thought it was interesting when she was talking about, oh, the foods you crave. Sometimes the foods you crave are subliminal to your needs. Your emotional needs or something. And I was like, oh, I never thought of that before. So I just thought that was interesting. But you can find her on YouTube. Yeah. Her name is Nubia I. And she's on there. She has some interesting stuff. But I found her through the vegan stuff when I was researching the vegan lifestyle. Which technically I'm not a total vegan, but I'm going to be a total vegan for a little while. So I'll probably talk about this a lot. That's because it's my thing right now. But I do feel better. I mean, right now I'm in a lot of pain because of last night. Last night we had a booth at the Art Walk. And oh my gosh, I think I just did too much. Because like I was saying on my podcast earlier, I can't lift my arm or anything. Like I pulled a muscle or something, and then I had heat stroke, and oh my gosh, it was just big old ordeal. But then today I got my first cap. I love cosmetic dentistry. I mean, I guess the difference is like with the dentist appointments right now is it's like I don't have to go because I need to have a feeling or I need urgent work on my teeth. I'm just going for cosmetic reasons, just to like get these caps. I have four more caps to go. I don't have to, but I'm going to because I just want them all to look good, you know? And so I'm excited about it, but it seems like it's going to take forever because it took like 2 weeks just for one. So I probably have another 2 times 4, 8 more weeks of this stuff. 8 more weeks of those appointments. But, you know, I gotta do it. I gotta do it. Because I'm vain like that. I'm vain, especially when it comes to my smile, because I have a huge smile. So, but I kept looking in the mirror. I kept looking in the mirror, like, can you tell? Can you tell? And they got the tooth so exact. Like, it totally matches all my other teeth. So I was like, oh, this is the coolest thing ever. It was. So about, you know, the thoughts on the sex thing, I don't know what kind of thinking that is. Like, I don't know if it has a name behind it or anything like that, but it's something I always believed in. That's why women, and that's what they say too, like the success of a man, it depends on what type of woman he chooses. And it has nothing to do with appearance. Well, in some ways, of course, her hygiene and everything. But it's what makes him, you know. If she's trash, he's gonna look like trash. If she's a mental case, he's gonna look mental, you know. So a man has to be picky, just like a woman has to be picky when choosing their mates. And all the frivolous stuff in between, it just damages you. It does. It really does. I know when I was younger, people get pissed off at me when I because of that thinking, but then I'm like, why are you getting pissed off at me? It's not like you have a chance with me. Don't get pissed at me. You know, it's like, yeah, right. So, I don't know. I just thought it was interesting. I mean, what a thought. I mean, I don't know why I was listening to that anyways, but I like her. I really do. She looks really young. There's another lady, that I found. Oh, I don't know her name offhand. She is like 74 years old and she looks like she's 40. Her husband looks older, looks it like he's in his 70s. And when they go out, they always think that's his daughter or something. But her thing is strictly a vegan lifestyle. Like, she's strictly vegan. And there was a time, I guess, she got ill, like in her 40s, and she ended up getting sick a lot and stuff. And so she started doing this stuff. But now she's 70 something, and she has like no wrinkles. Her skin looks totally like youthful and everything. And I was like, okay, that's gonna be me. That's the hope, okay? That's gonna be me. So that when I'm 70 something years old, because my Oma lived to be ni 89. And so there's a possibility I could have a long life. But then there's also the other parts of the family that died young. And you know, our thing in our family is mostly cancer. So it's like, which side did I get? You know, so I'm kind of worried about the whole thing. And I don't know, it's stuff that I think about, you know. I want to make sure I'm here for my grandchildren if I ever have any, or, you know, for other life events. So that's the hope. And I'm just tired of all that stuff. So yeah, I'll probably be talking about this a lot in the next 4 or 5 months because I only have till September. And when September comes, I'm going to be very busy again, back to my studious lifestyle. And I think I finally made a decision on what I'm going to do. I'm going to actually just finish my program, but and then you know, continue on to the next level. Because I've been also writing my ebooks. You know, I was telling people about my ebooks. And I'm kind of worried because some people I was talking to, they said that if you use the Kindle for your ebooks, that they get trolled on there too. And I was like, "What?" He said, "Yeah, there's a lot of haters. If you write an ebook, there's a lot of haters on there." And I was like, "Really?" So I guess it's like authors coming at you, like authors who sit there and spy on you and just start coming at you and leaving comments and stuff. And it's like, great. I don't want to deal with that shit again. It's already hard enough dealing with female stalkers that come in with different nicks every fucking day. Pretend it's not me. It's not me, but it is. You could tell by their writing. It's like, God, just stop it already. Do something for yourself. Stop. There's nothing I can do for you. I'm not giving you my talent. I'm not giving you shit. You gotta go find it yourself. Go do your own research and do your own stuff. There's nothing I can help you with. Leave me alone. You know what? I'm gonna go to bed. But I wanted to play music. I wanted to be entertained tonight so that I could go to sleep. But I can't be entertained because there's nothing worthy of listening to right now. So I'm just gonna go to bed. I'm gonna start this day off tomorrow, well, in a couple hours, 4 hours, and we'll see how it goes. And hopefully I'll be able to raise my arm by then. But if not, I will just be here all disabled, not being able to move my arm or anything. It sucks because, like, right now I'm trying, and then I was like, okay, maybe it's mind over matter. Maybe if I'm just thinking, no, you can raise your arm, and I try. It's like, oh my God, the pain. It feels like it's a dead weight. Like it's just, my muscle is just weight. It can't move at all. Like the bones underneath it can't lift it. So I have this Bengay. Well, actually, I should put some more on because I think it wore off. And this Bengay stuff smells like eucalyptus, I guess. And I don't see how it's working. I thought it was working a minute ago, but it's not working anymore. It's just that smell. That's, and my son's had this, so I was like, oh, I think that's what they put on them. I wish I had a heating pad because I wonder if a heating pad would work better. Let's try to. So now I smell like a eucalyptus mint plant or something like that. Okay, so that's some talk on the womb, the power of the womb. My rant earlier, I had a rant earlier, and my, I guess that's it. That's it. That's it for this early morning podcast. And everybody, have a good day tomorrow.